The sun sets behind an island, casting a glowing reflection on the water below. Mar Vista Entertainment. The steep green slopes of a Hawaiian island rise above a brilliant blue-green lagoon. Mar Vista Entertainment presents an Island Film Group and Rock Solid Films production. A Midsummer's Hawaiian Dream. A river cuts through the lush forest in a series of waterfalls. Credits appear: Amy Carlson, Brent Bailey, Alexandria DeBerry, Matt Corboy, Sonia Balmores Chung, Kimo Kahawano, Augie T, and Charles Shaughnessy. Casting by Lindsay Chog and Akemi Bischoff. Costume design Corey David Ching. Music by Roger Bellin. Edited by Sharon L. Ross. Production designer Alvin S. Cabrinha Jr. Director of photography Sean Hyatt. Co-producers Angela LaPrete and Wainani Young Tonic. Executive producers Harry Kaysen, Stephen Beck, Larry Garrett, Stephanie Slack, Fernando Su. Produced by Ricardo Escalindez and Roy Gio. Story by Harry Kaysen, Stephen Beck, and Larry Garrett. Written by Harry Kaysen and Stephen Beck. Based on A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare. Directed by Harry Kaysen. Four white travelers with heavy backpacks stand in a field, consulting a map. Now, with their packs scattered at the base of a tree draped in vines, a man with curly gray hair paces while a blonde woman with glasses peers through binoculars.
Where's the trowel?
I packed it. Due north looks best.
And the cameras?
Bottom of your backpack.
She makes a note.
You know, this landscape has a unique topographical beauty.
It reminds me of the Malay Peninsula. Other camera, Helen.
Like I said, Dimitri, this north path is going to give us the best chance for finding some proof.
You know, this could be as important as those artifacts we found in the Azores. Boy, how long have we been doing this?
20 years married, 20 expeditions. Do you remember our first one? I was the eager grad student, you were the handsome professor.
Well, that was years ago. Speaking of students, where are our charges?
They're already out sweeping for artifacts, but it's getting late. We have a lot of ground to cover.
Well, if I could just find my glasses.
Dimitri.
She points to his head.
Oh, thank you, Professor Schuler.
You're welcome, Professor Schuler.
Someone records a young blonde woman with tight shorts kneeling in the grass.
Fantastic. Got another one. Xander! Get over here and stop stalking me.
Xander, who has glasses and a beard, kneels beside her.
This fish hook. This could be 500 years old, right?
It is two relics already. Nicely done, Hermione.
Thanks. Compliments gladly accepted. Hello. Waiting.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Sorry.
He opens a plastic bag for Hermione to drop the fish hook into.
So that footage you just took of me?
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna download it or anything, right?
What? No. No, it's just a record of our first expedition is all. You know, yours and mine and the professor's also. You know, everybody's really just expedition.
Yeah. Well, I better not see my butt all over the internet.
Hermione, I would never do that.
Kidding! kidding, kidding. Besides, you're too nice of a guy to do that.
She keeps searching through the grass.
Hey, have you thought any more about, you know, your fellowship applications?
Nah, got lots of options.
Well, Northwestern is top in Pan-Pacific anthropology, and, you know, I have a friend that works in that department, and he said that there's only one spot left. So, I don't know. I was just thinking, if you, like, applied, and I'm already in, well, you know, we could keep working together.
Sweet of you to keep my best interest, but I've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Hermione brushes dirt off another fish hook.
Oh, bingo. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a hat trick.
Nicely done.
In an office, a businessman talks on the phone with his feet up on his desk.
Yeah, you know you're gonna get opposition, Nick.
Larry, it's Hawaii. There's always opposition to development here. Look, I'd be worried if there wasn't.
You good to go?
Yeah. Department of Land and Natural Resources has given me the okay. That land is ready to be made into something, besides a flop house for birds, bugs, and beer bottles. Yeah, the greenies will kick up a little dust with this stupid court hearing. But we know how that's gonna turn out, right? Yeah, they call themselves Hawaiian Islands First. I'm meeting one of their lawyers here in a few minutes. Can't wait to see what kind of a tie-dyed doofus he'll be. I gotta go.
I'm that doofus from Hawaiian Islands First.
A slim, sharply dressed Hawaiian woman steps in.
Call me Nick. Well, had I known I'd be meeting such a lovely lady, I would have worn a shirt without my breakfast on it.
Tanya McQueen.
McQueen? Father's side Scottish, I bet? I've got a wee touch of the old salt in me background, too.
Both sides of my family have been here for generations, and no, you don't have any Scottish blood in your background.
What?
I make a habit of researching all my opponents.
Do we need to refer to ourselves as opponents? Or are we simply two earnest people on different sides of the same coin of destiny? No? Nothing? All right, well, have a seat. So, you guys are the ones that want to stop anything that might actually get this state kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
What we want to stop is anything that will mar Hawaii's heritage. There is a phrase that's very important to Native Hawaiians. Malama aina, take care of the land.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's right up there with whiskers on kittens and warm woolen mittens. Nature's what national parks are for.
Research on the area that you want to develop, the Hemalele Forest, indicates that it's possibly the site of an ancient burial ground. These sites are the most sacred lands to Native Hawaiians, and the law prohibits the disturbance of such sites with a fine of $10,000 a day.
That has been nothing more than a rumor for donkey's years. And besides, this point is moot because the Department of Land and Natural Resources has approved my environmental impact statement.
This location can't mean that much to you, and it potentially could mean a lot to many other people.
In real estate, location is everything. Let me ask you something. Who paid for your law school?
I don't see how that's any
your
of
your
business.
Your folks did, didn't they?
Well, yes. And I worked some.
Do you know who paid for mine? Me. Do you know who paid for all the clothes that I've ever worn? Me. Do you know what it's like to grow up poor? I mean, really poor. I grew up on a farm. Let me assure you, there is no poor like farm poor. And guess who is never, ever going to be poor again as soon as this deal goes through?
Nick raises his hand.
Guilty as charged.
Well then, I guess I will see you at the courthouse.
I guess you will.
In the field, Dimitri inspects the bagged fish hooks.
Hey, excellent finds, you two.
But we're going to need more concrete proof this land was used for anything ceremonial. The most likely spot for signs of a burial ground is up there. At least I hope so.
Dimitri tucks something into Helen's bag as she leaves.
So,
How old were you?
How old when what?
When you realized you wanted to be an anthropologist.
Oh, about 8? Part of Kansas I grew up in had a bunch of abandoned settlers' cabins in the woods, and I was, you know, poking around in one and stumbled across a half-buried stash of old arrowheads.
Nice.
Along with a snake that bit me.
Oh, not nice.
Yeah, it was my own dumb fault. And you?
10.
Huh. Let me guess. Nat Geo special?
No. My parents were in the middle of one of their nonstop yelling matches, and I just wanted to get out of there and get a soda. So I dug through my dad's change bowl, and I found this amazing old silver dollar, 1922. It's then that I realized a lot had happened before I was even born, and I wanted to find out about it. Still have that silver dollar. And if you tell anyone I committed grand larceny, you're dead.
It's our secret.
Dimitri, does it ever get old?
Well, this? How could it?
Well, coming close to not having an expedition this summer made me wonder, you know, what we would do without one.
Well, we do have one, thanks to that last-minute grant you found. You're getting moody. You always get moody before a big discovery.
But what if we were forced to do something entirely different for the summer instead of what we're used to?
I don't want to even think about that. This is what we do, Helen. We're like guardians of the past, twin sentinels at the gates of history.
Frozen in the same pose forever.
All right, kids, let's go.
In a courtroom.
I'm prepared to rule on the pending motions for injunctive relief, blocking you, Mr. Button, from breaking ground, along with the motion for summary judgment. Unless the two parties were able to come to their own settlements. I'll take that as a no. This environmental impact statement Mr. Button filed has clearly been approved. And there is no mention of a possible burial site in the state's dispensation.
Exactly, Your Honor.
Mr. Button, don't interrupt me. Therefore, Ms. McQueen, I'm inclined to deny your motion for summary judgment without prejudice.
Well, I guess that is that.
Did I say you were excused, Mr. Button?
No.
I'm tired of seeing this island being constantly eroded by greed and ignorance. So I'm inclined to grant Ms. McQueen's motion for a temporary restraining order.
Thank you, Judge Sinclair.
Giving you 48 hours to find some evidence that this land in question is sacred.
You cannot
but
do
only
that.
48 hours?
You should feel lucky that you have that.
No,
yes, Your Honor.
No, Your Honor, as a longtime resident of Kauai and a taxpayer, I object. I have a lot of influential friends.
You want to go for 72 hours? Just keep flapping your yapper.
Tanya grins, and Nick slowly sits back down. The anthropologists hike through a grove of trees covered in greenery.
Miss McQueen, I'm glad you called. We're almost out of cell phone range.
You and your team now have only 48 hours to find the evidence we need.
48 hours? We've found some signs of habitation so far, but that's it. I know your organization is paying for my expedition, so I'd like to say it's a possibility, but I don't want to get your hopes up.
Continue to do everything you can on your end, and in the meantime, I will pore over every document Button Development has ever filed. There's still hope.
We've got our work cut out for us.
In Nick's office.
Button Super Mall. Button Bargain Bonanza.
Nick is startled by a man holding a wooden Hawaiian mask beside him and spills his coffee.
Ah! I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Button.
Yeah.
I come with a gift of friendship.
Along with a stain that'll never come out.
Actually, I come with an offer. My name is Omaka. This is my associate, Puka.
Hazara!
Nick shakes Omaka's hand.
Do you intend to bid for that tract of land in the Hemalili Forest?
Well, that's between me and the Department of Land and Natural Resources. How'd you track me down, huh? You're coming at me with this biped. Let me see some identification.
Fuka pulls up his sleeve, showing a tattoo of his face. Nick pushes him away.
I am a businessman, Mr. Button. Let me be frank. The preservation of that forest is very important to me.
I've already had the sacred land speech today, bud.
I have a specific interest in the plant life there. My great-great-grandfather was a kahuna la'au la'pa'au.
Kahuna who?
Kahuna la'au la'pa'au, brah. A healer. His knowledge of the rare herbs of this land are handed down to me. The plants and flowers that I use today grow in that forest and nowhere else on Earth.
So grow your magic weeds somewhere else.
There is nowhere else. That forest is its own microclimate. Therefore, I'm prepared to make you an offer to encourage you to bow out of any purchasing of that land.
Fuka grins as Omaka hands over a check.
$1 million?
As proof of my sincerity.
I should say it looks pretty sincere. Mr. Omaka, is it? Assuming this check is real, after I develop that land, it'll be worth 10 times this amount.
Not everything is about money.
Says the man handing out $1 million checks. Look, here's the deal. In 2 days, I'm gonna break ground on that land, and nothing's gonna stop me. Not even the crazy notion that that land has some sort of history.
History?
Yeah, like an artifact, which ain't gonna show up in 2 days or in 2 centuries. Okay, so how about this?
He rips up the check.
I think we're done here.
Puka.
He hands Puka a shell.
Hey, what the?
The coffee stain on Nick's shirt vanishes. Outside the office.
Puka, who knows that forest better than we do? If it comes down to an artifact, we're gonna have to find it ourselves.
Shoot, yeah, boss.
In the forest.
All right, we've established that this area was pretty well inhabited, so lava rock, poi pounders, hematite, sling stones, that sort of thing, they'll be showing up pretty regularly.
But spirit talisman is what we're after.
What size?
Any size. Okay. We'll split into twos, dividing experience with youth. We'll regroup here in 2 hours to finish setting up camp. You know, since we're out of cell phone range, make sure you can stay together.
Yeah, if you see anything, just give a holler.
And make sure you have plenty of water and protein bars in your packs.
Xander watches Hermione pull her long blonde hair into a ponytail.
What?
Nothing. It's just, you know, your hair looks really good that way.
Just getting it out of my face is all.
Yeah.
Xander punches his forehead. Helen watches them.
You have a smudge of chocolate on your cheek.
I do? Here?
No, here.
Hermione leans close and wipes it off. Helen adjusts her glasses and turns back to her pack.
Yeah. Right, we got 3 bottles of water, camping knife, and snack bars.
Were we ever like them back in the day?
Like who?
Those two.
Oh, is that what's making you moody? Oh, Helen, come on, they're just kids at play. We were nothing like them. We were much more organized. Where's the sunscreen?
Helen smears a dab of chocolate beside her mouth and turns to Dimitri.
You got some schmutz on your face. All right, Hermione, you're with me. Xander, you stay with Professor Schuller. Let's go.
Helen hastily wipes off the chocolate and shoulders her pack.
This way.
This way, I think, Hermione.
I might say that way, Professor.
Well, I have to confess, direction's never been my strong suit. It's more my wife's department.
You know, I gotta say, your wife has been a real role model for me. She's so smart and so good at what she does.
Now, Hermione, you're very smart, too. You keep your eye on your studies and your career, just as my wife always has, and I'm sure you'll find your chosen path. Yes, definitely this way.
I think that way.
Dimitri marches onward in his chosen direction. Hermione shrugs and hurries after him. Elsewhere.
Wow, this stuff is really thick.
No doubt, this is why nothing has been found before.
Gosh, this forest is really... it's beautiful. I mean, it's almost magical, for lack of a better word.
Yeah. You know, I'm usually so involved in my field work, I fail to notice the esoteric factor of the surroundings. Much the way Hermione doesn't notice your feelings for her.
Oh, gosh. Am I that obvious?
Sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you.
No, I'm not embarrassed. I don't know what I am. I'm a wreck. Every time I try to take even a small step closer to her, she just dances away from me.
Well, some women don't like to feel pressured.
How do you know so much? Human culture and the human condition?
Human culture, maybe. Human condition, I'm just finding my way, like the rest of us.
Yeah, but you and your husband have been together for like 20 years. I mean, is there some secret to keeping him attentive?
Yeah, love is... it's not about secrets. It's quite the opposite. It's about revealing yourself to another. It's much safer to keep a part of yourself hidden, whether it's for 20 days or 20 years.
Dimitri and Hermione come around a tree.
It seems we took a major wrong turn. Let's try this way.
You can say that again.
Elsewhere in the forest, Pooka points at a plant.
Oh, what's that one?
Ali, good for bee stings. Stay alert now. We're looking for something that appears to be made by an ancient hand.
Oh, what's that plant?
Pohinahina, good for skin rash.
What's up with this one?
Ohia lehua. It eases the pain of childbirth.
Gee, do you know everything, Omaka?
I know there are some parts of this forest even I am not familiar with. The deeper we get, I see more and more rare species.
Oh, what about that?
Kukui. That's a laxative.
That gave me chicken skin big time.
Is it okay if Xander and I go check out that waterfall we're hearing?
Of course.
Yeah, it'll be dark soon. Just make sure you're back before then.
And watch your step. It can be slippery around those things.
Hmm. It's okay if I start to fall, you'll grab onto me, right?
I would, yeah.
Xander hurries after her. A small river pours over a huge cliff and runs down a series of moss-covered rocks into a small muddy pool. Hermione takes off her shirt and steps toward the water.
Time's fate has a plan. So I've been waiting patiently for love to come again.
Xander takes off his shirt and crosses his arms awkwardly.
Feels like destiny.
Helen sits alone by another pool. She looks at her reflection, taking off her glasses and letting her hair down.
Latitude 22.145 north, longitude -159.485 west. That should be the most direct route for tomorrow's foray.
Dimitri.
Or 156.97 west.
Dimitri, look at me.
Hmm? What is it? Oh, your hair. It's not very practical, is it? I mean, insects and things. Remember that dung beetle we saw at Kathmandu? Oh, that was a nasty creature.
Dimitri Schuller, why must you always be so practical?
Excuse me?
Why must you always be so practical?
Well, I'm not practical.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, not always.
Ah.
Helen, you're confusing me. This outburst, it's not like you.
Well, maybe I don't want to be like me. We're in this beautiful, magical place, and all you're talking about is insects and practicality. I don't want to be practical right now. I want to make love in a forest.
Oh, Helen, please, not in front of
us. What? I don't care.
But it's not even Saturday morning.
Oh, Dimitri.
What just happened?
Omaka watches Helen storm away from behind a wall of vines. Dimitri turns back to his map.
This forest is made from love. It should be filled with lovers.
Omaka spots a red flower.
That's the prettiest one yet!
Oh, don't touch it. That's very powerful and very rare. It's the Pumali, the Marry Me flower.
Marry Me flower?
One drop from its nectar into someone's eyes gives a hypnotic effect. The next person they see, they will have a deep affection for. Perhaps even love.
It's way better than a laxative. Huh.
Today I saw a charming and sad woman being rebuffed by her own husband. It's a pity we can't use it on him.
Yeah? How come not?
Because that would be meddling in other people's lives. And we are here on a much more important mission, my friend.
Meddling or fixing?
He reaches toward the flower at camp.
I hope you don't mind me saying this, Professor, but I'm envious of what you and your wife have. She is amazing.
Tell you the truth, she amazes me sometimes.
How is it that a member of our own species can have the same blood chemistry, the same cellular replication ratio, be so similar in so many different ways, and yet be so unbelievably different?
That, my boy, is the very first question any man asked about any woman.
Well, do you feel like women are ever really noble?
And that's the second.
The stars whirl past a building atop a hill. Inside, Tanya works on a laptop.
All these filings without a single error? Nobody's this thorough. And why is there nothing on you before the age of 25? What are you hiding?
There's so much at stake here.
She clicks over to a black and white family photo.
This link looks interesting.
At night, Hermione, Helen, Xander, and Dimitri rest in sleeping bags on the ground of their campsite. In the sunlight, a tree rising atop branching roots stretches toward the sky. Dappled sunlight shines on a pink orchid, and a group of vibrant red-capped birds rest on a tree branch. At the campsite, Hermione awakes and sits up. She sees that Helen's sleeping bag is empty. Hermione pulls some clothes out of her back and slips into her flip-flops. She finds Helen in the forest with a notebook.
Well, you're up early, Professor. Any coffee yet?
Oh, not yet, but I can make some.
Oh, no worries. I'll just drink in the scenery. Love your hair down, by the way.
I'm glad somebody noticed.
You are aware that Xander's in love with you, aren't you?
What? No, 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 no.
No, it's pretty clear.
I mean, he might have a crush, but that's all. Xander's a really nice guy, and I don't want to hurt him, but a lot of guys have a lot of crushes on me, and they all get over me eventually. You will, too. A relationship is the last thing on my radar.
You know, forgive me for saying this, but I really feel like you might be missing a chance for something meaningful.
Look, I've seen the way a long-term relationship can turn. And my parents used to love each other, and now they can't even stand to be in the same room. Why would I want to waste my life away like that? Oh, no offense.
Oh.
You want to go check out that waterfall up there? It's beautiful.
Sure.
Hermione heads off, and Helen's face falls. Pooka, red flower in hand, sneaks through the foliage as Helen and Hermione pass through camp. Pooka sees Helen pause to adjust the covers over a sleeping Xander. She hesitates by Dimitri, then follows Hermione away.
That's gotta be the pretty lady. And this must be the Rebuffalo guy.
Pooka drops the flower's nectar in Xander's eye.
You getting those, brah?
Pooka hurries away without waking Xander. Two bright white birds sit together on a branch. Later, Helen returns to camp, passing by Xander just as he wakes.
Oh, I forgot my camera. Sorry to wake you.
Oh.
You okay?
I feel a little dizzy. I think I might have sat up too fast.
Well, take it easy.
As Xander's eyes blink open, the first thing he sees is Helen, sun shining in her hair, giving him a friendly smile.
You know what, Professor? You were always so nice to me. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, Xander. Since you're up, I'm going to start coffee because we have a very big day ahead of us.
There you go again, being nice.
Oh, it's just coffee. It's not Thanksgiving dinner, Xander.
And you are funny, too. I like people that are funny. I can't stop laughing.
Xander, I don't think you're awake yet. Why don't you just sit here and wait till the cobwebs clear from your brain, and I'll make the coffee.
No. Let me do it, okay? You are always doing everything for everybody else, and nobody ever does anything for you.
It's okay. Just relax.
No, I am relaxed. Yeah, I'm very relaxed. In fact, I'm feeling more and more relaxed by the second. You know, does being in this forest make you, like, really happy? Because it makes me feel really happy.
Xander, are you sure you're feeling okay?
I have never felt better before.
Look at me.
Helen covers and uncovers his eyes.
Ooh. Hi. Hello.
Xander.
Aloha.
Your pupils are a little dilated, mm-hmm. but it doesn't feel like you have a fever. So...
Oh, your hands are so soft.
Did you eat or drink something before you went to sleep?
Only a big bite of truth and a sip of reality.
What?
Yeah, that talk we had yesterday, you were so considerate when I told you about my feelings for Hermione. And I think somehow that changed my feelings for her. And you know what? I think it's starting to change my feelings for you.
What's going on here?
Oh, I was just saying how I used to have feelings for you, but I don't anymore. And now I think I'm starting to have feelings for Helen, and they seem to be growing.
Okay. Did you do something to him?
Of course not.
Do you know if he sleepwalks?
How would I know that?
Is it okay that I have feelings for you, Professor? I mean, you must have feelings for me, because nobody could be that nice and not have feelings.
Xander, wake up.
How do I like you?
Xander.
I will count the reasons. I like your hair. I like your clothes. I like that you're smart. I like that you are funny. The Thanksgiving dinner, that one was great.
Could it be food poisoning?
No, it's neurological. It's not gastric. It could be a toxic bug bite.
I like that you have knowledge of the medical insect kingdom.
Whatever it is, we need to get him to a doctor.
And I love that you have a plan. Yeah, you always have a plan.
Stop talking.
How can I prove my feelings to you? Flowers for my lady. I will pick you the most beautiful bouquet.
Oh.
Xander charges into the forest, and Hermione chases after him.
Oh, jeez.
Lord, what fools these Malahinis be!
You used the marry me flower on him, didn't you?
Yes, but he's in love, boss!
Not only is what you did wrong, but you used it on the wrong man.
Oh. My bad.
This is very upsetting. I don't have time to deal with this and look for artifacts.
I'm sorry. I'll fix it. Show me, and I will.
The solution is right here.
Omaka picks a yellow flower from a vine.
The ho'olai flower. Take the pollen, add water, and dab it on him. That should be the antidote.
Got it! The antidote.
And then come back here so we can continue with our search.
Will do, boss. In a minute.
Larry, talk to me.
Somebody's on your land, buddy.
So the greenies are out there snooping around. Hey, well, they've only got 24 hours left. What the hell can they dig up in 24 hours?
Are you kidding?
You're right. A lot. Look, if they find one of those artifact thingies, I am dead in the water. Unless I find them first. Hey, Larry, I gotta go.
Julio.
Yeah, Julio yourself.
Nick hurries up the stairs to the parking lot outside his office and gets into his silver sedan. A yawning Tanya pulls her car past Nick's office, following him. In the forest, Xander makes a bouquet.
Xander! Stop! You might be having a reaction to those plants!
What, are you a botanist now? I don't think so.
Helen hurries over to them.
Oh, Helen! Look at the pretty flowers I got for you.
Put those down. You could be having an allergic reaction to them.
Exactly what I just said.
No, the only thing I'm having an allergic reaction to is the fact that she's still here. I'm with Helen now.
No, you're not.
You did do something to him.
No, I didn't do anything to him.
Pretty lady. Pretty forest. Pretty flowers. My dad said the 60s were a lot like this. I love the 60s.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to fetch Dimitri so we can get him to a doctor, and then the three of us can continue searching for an artifact. Xander, just stay right here. Okay. Watch him. Make sure he doesn't follow a white rabbit down a hole or something.
Ooh, I'll be waiting here, darling.
For God's sake, Xander, she's twice your age.
Nick's car drives along a dirt road lined by trees with long overhanging branches. He pulls over by a sign that says, Hemalele Forest. Still dressed in business attire, Nick hurries into the undergrowth. Tanya's Volvo drives up the same road and pulls over right next to Nick's sedan. Tanya drops her suit jacket on the front seat and follows Nick into the forest, a piece of paper in her hand. At the campsite,
time to blow it up.
Puka drops the red flower's juice in Dimitri's eye. Blinking, Dimitri rubs his eye and sits up.
Oh, Dimitri. Thank goodness you're awake. There is something wrong with Xander.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dimitri. Xander, he's...
Oh, you look very nice this morning.
Thank you. Listen, he is having some kind of allergic reaction. Some kind of weird reaction is going on with...
You know, I have to apologize to you for not fully appreciating your appearance yesterday. You're a beautiful woman. And no, I don't tell you that enough.
Thank you. But now is not the time.
I feel good this morning. Do you feel good? I feel wonderful. You know, and Helen, I can see. I don't need my glasses. It must be this forest. Oh, Helen, you are right about this wonderful place.
Oh, no.
As a matter of fact, I feel better by the moment.
wait, by better, do you mean like a sense of euphoria, disorientation?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. You are so astute.
And do I look unusually attractive to you right now?
As a matter of fact, you do.
Well, snap out of it!
She sprays him with water. Puka watches with glee.
I am sorry that your wife has ended it in such a final way, Professor. She is admitting her feelings for me.
For him?
For me.
He hands her a bouquet.
For you.
Oh, enough with the flowers already. When you were supposed to hang on to him.
He's all sweaty.
and slippery, and you try to catch at me.
It's important that you know Helen and my real feelings. I am falling. No. Better yet, I have fallen in love with her.
Please, don't be ridiculous. I'm the one in love with Helen, and she's in love with me. Helen, tell him about the mad soaring passion we have for each other.
Mad soaring passion. I can't even get you to notice my hair.
Oh, I notice it. I will continue to notice it every single day. Excuse me, you are in my way. The highlights.
Xander.
The way that it shimmers in the sunlight.
Xander.
Yeah. Xander.
Xander!
What?
What about my hair?
Eh.
Eh?
Yeah.
What do you mean, eh?
Oh. Eh.
Okay. Yesterday you were all, oh, Hermione, your hair looks so good. Oh, Hermione, come to Northwestern with me. Oh, Hermione, my tongue hangs out when I see you in a bikini.
Yeah, that was yesterday, Hermione, when I was a boy. Today, Helen has made me into a man.
That better be a metaphor.
Okay, look, you're pretty and you're smart. But I see things in a completely different way now. I mean, you're so used to having guys fall at your feet that you don't even realize how terrible you're treating them. Actually, you're kind of like a diva.
Hey!
Oh, whoa. Hermione, okay, listen, calm down. It is not him talking. Stay calm.
Yeah, so he didn't call you a diva.
That's because she isn't, and you are.
Oh!
Listen, something is wrong with these two.
It's freaking me out. How can he love me one day and not the next day?
Okay, calm down. Listen, and you don't even love him anyway.
Who says?
You said that yesterday.
See how freaked out I am?
Okay, calm down. We need to get them to a doctor. Can you hang on until then? Please.
Where's that stupid map?
Puka dances as he watches. Nick stumbles through the vibrant forest alone. Tanya follows after him, pushing the hanging vines out of her path.
Where are you, Puka?
At camp.
There's a parking lot for campers just a few miles away. If we can get there, we can, you know, flag someone down and get us into town.
Come on, Helen. Anyone can see this child isn't worthy of you.
Yeah, and this senior citizen is so old that he can't even see your incredibleness.
Incredibleness? Seriously? What are you, 12?
12? You want to see 12?
I'm not arm wrestling for my wife.
Then you're the one that's 12, because any real man knows that you have to fight for the woman you love.
This way is shorter.
But this way we don't have to cross the river.
You are going down, Grandpa. You're weak.
Oh, I'll have you know, I rode for the Cambridge Blues, and we won Henley Regatta.
I don't even know what that means.
This is solid muscle.
Yes, solid muscle racing towards a heart attack.
You're the one headed for a heart attack, little boy.
Yeah, from laughing at you.
Okay, what? Stop it. What are we, at recess at the playground?
We've started.
Well, I'm finishing it. The two of you are going with us, and we're all headed into town.
This old bag of bones will never make it all the way to town.
Bag of bones? Bag of bones? I'll show you bag of bones.
Dimitri takes off his shirt and chest bumps Xander.
Dimitri.
Helen, this is your past. Take a look at your future.
Xander takes off his own shirt, and the two flex competitively.
Professor, what is happening?
I wish I knew.
If I was freaked out before I doubled down, I don't know if I can even handle this.
Just look away.
I can't. That's the problem. But really, I need some alone time, okay?
You cannot leave me with these two. Every moment we waste on them, we're losing precious time on our search.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm seeing things that I can't unsee.
Hermione flees.
Hey! Selfness! Ridiculous and counterproductive behavior right now. You put your shirt on and go and get Hermione.
Do I have to?
Yes, you do.
No, dang it.
Well, I see you finally made your choice.
And you put your shirt on, too. You know you get sunburned.
Okay, Hermione. You're not a bad person. You're kind to animals. You tip 20%. You care about the environment. Who cares if guys think you're hot? Oh, my God. What kind of people refer to themselves as hot? Divas. Oh, no. Oh.
A now fully clothed Dimitri sits beside Helen.
Have some water, Dimitri.
He chugs the water, eyeing Helen as he does.
That's enough. Have a little more. Stop. Stand on one foot.
He does.
Hop up and down. Recite the four principles of cultural anthropology.
Multiculturalism, cultural relativism, ethnocentrism.
Stop. Okay. Well, since you'll do anything I say, here's what we're going to do. You're going to stay right by my side. We're going to find the others, and we're going to get out of here.
But before we do, I have to apologize for taking you for granted all these years. You are the most beautiful, wonderful person on the planet. And I know that now.
Okay, Dimitri.
Why so sad?
Because it took some kind of weird chemical reaction for you to say that. And once it wears off, you'll be back to your old self.
And I never want it to wear off.
Oh, but it has to. I mean, goodness knows, I have wished for this. It's not right. It could do you some permanent damage.
How can love do me damage?
Well, you've already forgot to look for the artifacts.
The artifacts. Oh, you're right. Yeah, I had forgotten about that, but I love that you helped me remember.
We need to get you to a doctor.
And I love that you are concerned about me.
Fine, Dimitri.
And I love the fact that... Sorry.
She nods her head toward the forest and heads off. Dimitri follows with a smile. Elsewhere.
If I were a greenie, where would I be?
Nick's foot gets wedged in a fallen branch.
Ow! Ow! Come on, no.
Bug bite? Or no bug bite? Why would he want me to go to Northwestern with him if he didn't really like me?
Excuse me. Hi, hello, hi. Oh. Could you help me here, please? I seem to be stuck between a log and a hard place.
Yeah, sure. Let me find a branch or something to pry you out of there.
Okay, I'll just wait right here.
Can I ask you something about this forest? Do you know if there are any naturally occurring endorphins found in the plants around here, or any spores in the air that might affect the neurological system?
Are there what now?
Oh, you know, weird forest stuff that might make people go psycho?
I hope not.
Because there are these two guys I'm with that are on, like, this really bad trip. They keep running around, taking their clothes off, acting like gorillas. They might even get violent.
Oh, okay, you know what? Just run along. I'll manage this, okay? I'm getting unstuck myself.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I'm Hermione, by the way.
Hi, I'm Jack. So you and these bad trip guys, what are you doing out here?
Well, we're trying to find an artifact. Oh, are you okay?
An artifact?
Yeah. We're being financed by a lawyer to keep some jackass from buying this forest and bulldozing it.
The queen.
Thought we were getting pretty close until the guys started acting all Looney Tunes.
Pretty close? Pretty close where?
Near the waterfall. Can I ask you something else? If someone clearly liked you and they complimented you all the time, which he did, and then all of a sudden they just stopped and started insulting you, actually, wouldn't that kind of confuse you?
Big waterfall or little waterfall?
And then if you had to stand there and watch him fall for someone else, wouldn't that make you jealous, even if you weren't sure how you felt about him in the first place?
Waterfall, which way?
And wouldn't it really stir you up if you realized you might be losing something you weren't even sure you wanted? I mean, am I crazy or is it love?
Which way?
She points.
There. Okay. Yeah, thanks, kid. Good luck with the bad trip, guys.
Is it love? Oh. Hey! Thanks! You really helped me!
Tanya ducks through a grove of trees. She spots Puka hiding behind one of the trees.
I'm more tired than I thought.
When she turns back toward him again, he's gone.
Okay.
She sits and leans against a tree. Xander jogs back to camp.
Hi. Where's Hermione?
I couldn't find her. I missed you too much.
Packing up, Izzy. You told him to go.
Good riddance.
We're all gonna pack up and go. Get your stuff.
Oh, no, no, wait a second. Look, don't you feel like your marriage has run its course? I mean, with me, you have a fresh start. Just think, every morning, we would awaken. It would be like our wedding day. Every night,
it would be like our honeymoon.
Xander, honestly.
You and me, we need to talk.
Yes, we do. Right now.
Well, we all need to talk as we walk and look for Hermione. Pack up the stuff and douse that fire.
This isn't over.
Not by a long shot.
Haven't you gotten it by now? You're not nearly mature enough for Helen.
Maturity is a process. Passion, on the other hand, cannot be taught.
Okay. Less talking, more walking. Hermione!
Well, you don't think I have any passion, huh?
I know you don't have any passions.
Well, how's this for passion?
Oh.
Hermione!
Oh, really, Professor? Can you stoop to this?
Oh, you're the one who told me a man needs to fight for the woman he loves.
Wait, whoa, oh. guys, no. You don't need to fight for me. Nothing like that. Okay, come on. I mean, no one's ever fought for me before, but seriously, what are you going to do? Joust for my handkerchief? Is that right?
Ow! Oh, seriously, this is on. No. This
Hermione!
Is on.
Hermione!
They flail at each other. Then Dimitri grabs Xander around the waist and they wrestle.
Are you kidding me? What?
You're upsetting Helen!
I'm not upsetting Helen!
Get out!
Why are you under order?
Fight like a grandma!
Ow, you're so ugly! You smell like grandpa's foot!
I'm gonna make you squeal like a little girl!
What?
I'll try!
Stop! You're really gonna hurt each other!
Trying to tickle me, huh?
I'm not tickling!
Get up!
All right.
Okay.
Let's see if you are as slow as you are weak. Ready, set, go!
Helen picks up their packs and chases after them.
I know. Fun as this is, it's getting exhausting! Guys!
Nick creeps out of the trees, watching Helen sprint away.
That girl wasn't joking about those bad trip guys.
He spots something in the grass where they were wrestling.
Oh my gosh.
He brushes the leaves aside to find a small carved tiki head.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Nick, think about this. Think about it. Okay, if you turn it in, you're a hero. But you lose the land. Okay, but if I get rid of it, I'm a criminal. But I'm set for life. Oh, what to do?
He throws the artifact in the waterfall pool.
Easiest decision I ever made.
Dimitri! Xander!
Helen!
Hermione!
Oh, there you are, finally!
Oh my gosh, thank goodness! I was really worried about you.
Yeah, sorry. I got turned around. Could you? Forest is a little confusing.
Yeah. Can you?
Hermione takes the men's packs.
Look, I'm sorry about the way I left, Professor.
Don't worry about it.
Where are the guys?
Well, I was hoping around here. They were fighting, and then they ran off, and it's like herding cats with these two.
Fighting? What they do? Get out their diplomas and give each other paper cuts?
Yeah, well. However, we may have lost our last chance of saving this forest.
Well, I don't want to give up. We still have a little bit of time. What do you say, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what. We find the guys, tie them to a tree if we have to, and we continue to search ourselves.
Huh. Deal.
Good.
You know, for all their insanity,
What would we do without men?
Oh, well, the world would be half as populated, crime-free, and a lot more organized.
Puka!
Omaka searches through the undergrowth, pausing to check his watch.
Puka!
Puka scurries over to a sleeping Tanya with the red flower.
To blow it up or not to blow it up? That ain't even a question. Bam!
He drops the flower's nectar in her eyes, then runs away. Mick passes by and sees Tanya sleeping.
Ms. McQueen? Ms. McQueen? Ms. McQueen, wake up.
Mr. Button?
Ms. McQueen, what are you doing out here?
Oh, I'm a little dizzy.
Are you okay?
As she gets her balance, she sees Nick, raising an eyebrow sexily.
I don't know.
Level with me, McQueen. Do you have a team out here looking for a tiki?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yes. Yeah, I knew it.
I'm not surprised you're on top of things. Your filings show how smart you've been all this time, not a comma out of place.
You went through my filings.
They are a matter of public record. There is something else, I just can't quite remember what it was. Nick.
Nick? What, are we friends now? Look, you're trying to ruin me. Remember that, McQueen?
Aren't you the one who said we don't need to be adversaries? Right now, I don't feel like being your adversary. In fact,
she lets her hair down and tosses it.
Wonderful.
He frowns and knits his eyebrows, puzzled.
Oh, this forest is so beautiful.
Yeah, it's a forest.
It's the most beautiful forest in the whole world. I've never really seen it before. I've spent my whole career dealing with people like you, but I don't want to fight with you right now, Nick. What's happening to me?
Hell if I know.
Hell if I know. Tanya.
Tanya?
There's a waterfall up the hill. Oh. You could go for a swim.
Yeah, no. I've seen it before.
But you haven't seen it with me.
Yeah, but I don't have a suit or anything, so we can't really.
And that's a problem because...
He lets her lead him away. Elsewhere, Hermione and Helen drop their packs.
Hermione, you know that it's my husband that I love, right? You know I never encouraged Xander, except to tell him he's a fine young man.
I think I'm starting to see how fine he is, or was, anyway. I guess I just got weirded out seeing him chase you. I'm used to guys, you know,
chasing you. It's okay. I remember when guys used to chase me when I was young. Well, Dimitri, really. He saw me for what I really was. And, you know, and he was so kind and smart.
Thanks, Xander. I just hope the guys are okay. I don't want Xander to get hurt. Ever.
Helen! My darling!
Helen! My sweetheart.
The guys rush out of the foliage, covered in dirt and leaves.
Where is that tree we can tie them to again?
Tanya leads Nick through the forest.
Isn't this just beautiful? Whoever made this paradise wanted us to be happy, Nick. I know I'm happy. Aren't you?
Happy? I don't... Wait, hold it. Hold on a second here. I must be losing my mind. You're trying to entrap me. One minute you're trying to shut me down, and the next you're acting like you're falling in love with me.
Love? What is love? To tell you the truth, I've never really even thought about it. Is it a curse? Is it a blessing? Can we ever figure it out? Are we supposed to figure it out? I've been able to figure everything out in my life. And right now, I can't figure this out. Isn't that wonderful?
McQueen.
She takes his hands.
Tanya. The thing is, the way I feel right now, I think it's happening to me. With you. You talked about how you spent your whole life fighting. I'm sure that's why your hands are so strong. They've had to be. And so are mine. We are so similar in so many ways. Think of the team we would make if we were on the same side. My social consciousness, your business skills, you would be unstoppable in everything. Nick.
McQueen. Tanya. You are a beautiful woman in so many ways. And you do me an honor that I don't deserve. It almost makes me want to confess something.
Well, let me go first. It's been a long time since I've been kissed. And right here in this forest, it would be the perfect opportunity. Now you go.
How about you just give me a second? You know, to think.
I'm not going anywhere.
Xander and I have stopped fighting because we've come to a conclusion. You have to choose between us, once and for all.
Oh, shut up!
Helen. My days of taking you for granted are done. We'll start our love afresh, and this will be day one.
My feelings for Hermione were merely an infatuation. I put you up on a pedestal, ignored your flaws. But now I realize I am meant for a deeper love.
With you, he mouths. They both kiss Helen's hands. Omaka and Puka watch.
I'm very angry about this, Puka.
How can you be angry about love?
This is not love. This is chaos. The whole Aivai, the pollen from the flowers, mixed in with this rain, might help them. If only we could gather them all under the flowers.
No problem.
Tanya and Nick also take shelter under a branch with yellow flowers. The rain pours over the vines growing on the trees, water dripping off the tips of the leaves. Omaka and Puka watch as Xander and Dimitri wipe the rainwater from their eyes. On the other side of the tree, Tanya wipes the water from her own eyes. Rainwater glistens off the yellow flowers hanging from the vines above. Below them, Tanya turns to Nick in horror.
What did you do to me?
What did I do to you? You were the one who was coming on to me.
I was, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I must have eaten some bad sushi.
Oh, yeah, that must have been it. Yeah, thank you very much.
What? You were about to confess something.
Oh, lady. I'm not going to fall for your tricks again, okay? That's not happening.
I must apologize for my complete lack of professionalism, but whatever was happening to me doesn't change the fact that there's something extraordinary about this forest. You have to see that now. I'm asking you again, hold off your development until it can be studied.
Come on, that's been your game the whole time, hasn't it? Yeah. Your people didn't find any artifacts here, did they? No, I didn't think so. And they never will.
Wait, the real reason I came here, in my altered state, I couldn't quite remember what it was. But here, I wanted you to see this.
She hands him a folded piece of paper. He sees that as a family photo.
Where did you get this?
It took some doing, but it's from a newspaper archive. That's the farm you were talking about, isn't it? And it was here on Kauai. That boy, that's you.
I haven't seen this picture in 30 years.
Your background is practically non-existent. It's because you changed your last name. Why?
Why does anyone have to start over? This is my grandpa's farm. My dad, he worked like a dog to save it, and when the bottom dropped out of the sugarcane market, it ruined him. He was a good man, and he deserved better than that. You think this changes anything? This picture. This is why I want to develop the land, so I can prove that you could actually make a living off it.
This island has always been your home. Doesn't it still speak to you?
Memories are all about the past.
He rips the photo in half.
And that's where they belong.
Misty clouds float above the sharp spine of the island's mountain range. In the forest, Xander sits with Hermione.
I feel like I just woke up from the weirdest dream. I was running around and then I got in a fight with Professor Schuler. Did I hurt him? I completely sidetracked our search. We have to get back out there right now. We gotta get back to...
Whoa, slow down. We need to give whatever went through you time to fully dissipate.
Yeah.
Here. Water.
Thanks.
There were a few things that you said, Xander.
I know. Okay, and I'm so sorry.
No, they were all things that I needed to hear about you putting me on a pedestal for one.
Oh, this is so humiliating.
Shouldn't be. Not for you, at least. You see, the thing is, I knew that I was. I guess I got used to it. And I took it for granted. And then there were my flaws that you were all too happy to point out.
Hermione.
Xander, you were right. And I guess my worst flaw of all was that I was just shamelessly flirting with you. And I didn't care about how it might confuse you or make you feel.
It's okay.
No. I owe you an apology. And I guess all this craziness actually worked out because it taught me something really important. And that's what it's like to have real affection for someone and to not have it returned. And it's awful. Really, really awful.
Yeah.
And I was scared. I was scared that
because of the way I had been that... that I had lost you.
Nah.
And that felt even worse. I had, like, my hands are shaking.
It's just because you're cold and you're wet.
No, it's not that. That deeper, more meaningful place you talked about with Helen. I don't suppose you would want to go there with me. I mean, maybe someday.
I think you already know the answer to that question.
It's just so possible that I love you, Xander Oakley.
It's just so possible that I love you.
Nick trudges into a clearing. He sits down, grimacing. Dimitri and Helen sit together.
How many fingers?
Two. Oh, my shoulders. I feel like I was wrestling with someone.
Yeah, Xander. You don't remember?
Xander and I were fighting? Oh, my Lord, did I hurt him?
It's a long story.
Oh, Helen, my behavior, I am so sorry. I don't have any explanation for any of it. I don't know where to start with my apologies.
It's okay. Clearly it wasn't you.
Oh, well, that's just it, isn't it? It was. In a way. I do remember one thing. I remember I made you sad, didn't I? You were sad? That I was paying attention to you only because I was out of my mind. And that's terrible. Are you all right? Are we all right?
I want us to be. I don't know, I mean, it's pretty hard to go from no attention to too much attention.
I don't know when I started taking you for granted, but it's not right. It never has been.
You know, I was so concerned with what you weren't that I've really lost track of what you were.
I'm so, so sorry that it took whatever happened to me to make me say what I've known all along, and I just haven't told you enough. Which is that you are the most important person in my life. And I'm gonna spend every day proving it to you from now on. That's my deepest wish.
Well, sometimes a wish is a good place to start.
You know what else I remember? Clear as day. How beautiful everything was. And how it paled next to you.
Love sees not with the eyes, but with the mind. Therefore, is winged Cupid painted blind.
I love you, Professor Schuller.
I love you, Professor Schuller.
It's not even Saturday morning.
Mm.
Nick remains in the clearing with his eyes closed and his head back. Tuca creeps over.
Another Marry Me flower.
With a grin, Puka drops the flower's liquor into Nick's eyes.
Oh.
Nick rubs his eyes and opens them.
Wow.
He sees sun shining through the tree canopy above him. Tanya strides past.
Hey, hold on. Wait. Hold on a second.
We've said all we have to say.
No, Tanya, please, just give me a minute. I know that this has been a crazy day, but what you said about this island speaking to me, I can't stop thinking about that. And I don't know why this is happening right now, but I think it has something to do with you.
Is that so?
This forest, it isn't just any forest. I used to play here when I was a kid. I mean, this whole corner of the island was like our own personal playground. And my brothers and my sisters and I, we would come and we would play hide-and-go-seek out here. I remember smelling the leftover sugar cane burning in the cane fields. And laying down and looking up at a trillion stars. I mean, the sky's like lace above us. I haven't thought about that in the longest time.
Tanya considers him with a soft look.
I started to confess something earlier to you. And it's time that I did. And though I know I'm gonna hate myself in the morning, you know how you said that this land is sacred? You were right. That artifact that your friends were looking for, I found it.
You what?
Yeah, it's a carved stone tiki, and I found it here in the forest. I threw it in the waterfall, but I'll show you exactly where it is, and I will give up any rights I have to this land.
Oh my gosh. Do you know what this means?
All too well. And look, I'll take any consequence they give me. I'll pay any fine, but I cannot fight an entire forest anymore. Not anymore.
Nick, why now?
I don't know. But I think you have something to do with this.
I think you should give yourself a little credit.
Who would have thought that I'd do the right thing?
Me.
Malama Aina, right?
Take care of the land.
She gives him a peck on the cheek.
Boss, the Nick guy, he followed Tiki.
He what? Are you sure?
Yeah, he was hiding it, but he just confessed. You know why?
Why?
Because I made him fall in love with the forest.
How did you do that?
I dosed him with the Marry Me flower.
This is not the Marry Me flower. This is good for athlete's foot.
Athlete's foot?
So we have until tomorrow to find an artifact.
Yeah, but even if we pass the deadline, it doesn't mean we have to stop searching. We should get the guys looked at. Who knows what they'll find?
Good.
I mean, like a toxin or a foreign substance of some kind?
Or like a dream past the wit of man to say what dream it was. Oh, we're back in cell phone range. Tanya, hi. What? That's amazing news.
What's going on? What's happening?
They found a tiki! Somebody found a tiki!
They what? Huh? Oh my gosh!
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
They exchange hugs.
Good job. Okay.
3 months later. In the forest, Puka, Omaka, and their friends wear traditional Hawaiian clothing as they watch the anthropologists inspect the tiki statue. It sits atop a pile of rocks covered in leis, near a commemorative plaque. Tanya, Nick, Hermione, Xander, Helen, and Dimitri admire it.
What a beautiful specimen.
Absolutely.
How old?
About 500 years.
The fine I paid, public service I did, it was worth it to make this happen.
You had a good lawyer.
I'm the luckiest man in Hawaii.
No, you're the luckiest man in the world.
So, what exactly does this tiki represent again?
It's a tribute to Lu'au Lapa'au.
The power of healing.
Helen and Dimitri kiss, as do Hermione and Xander. Tanya and Nick kiss too.
Thank you. Mahalo.
I guess all's well that ends well, huh, boss?
No thanks to you, Puka.
I think a lot of thanks to me.
Just don't ever do it again.
Who, me? I wouldn't dream of it.
The island's brilliant blue-green lagoon stretches out below the steep green slopes of the mountain range. The end. Credits roll. Associate producer Scott Anderson, Sharon Anderson, Helen Bigelow, Daniel Conrad, Rich Amber.
There was a story someone once told me.
Associate producers Sean Hyatt, Danny Rosmer, Dean Desjardins. More credits roll.
Fate has a plan, so I've been waiting patiently for love to come again. You here with me feels like destiny, playing out its hand with promise to hold on tight forever.
Copyright 2016 Mar Vista Entertainment, LLC.